USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Homeland Security chief on Capitol Hill, making the president's case for a barrier at the southern border with Mexico, telling the House Homeland Security Committee not only is it to prevent illegal immigration, but also the flow of illegal drugs.
There are parts of the border where the cities in Mexico and the United States are so close together that a drug smuggler or mule can disappear in a matter of seconds into the United States without a physical barrier.
Some of the Democrats on that committee telling Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen they believe a wall is ineffective and in some cases immoral. The Democratic National Committee will exclude the Fox News channel from airing any Democratic presidential debates after a story runs in the New Yorker claiming extremely close ties between Fox and the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
It appears the final death toll from Sunday's tornadoes in Alabama will stay at 23, as the people who'd been listed as missing have now all been accounted for, according to Alabama Emergency Management Agency Director Brian Hastings. He says recovery work is now underway.
We appreciate FEMA being on site today. We'll get the disaster survivor assistance out to those folks in need. Donations to United Way, Red Cross, and other organizations that help states and counties in need and help lift humanity in their time of suffering.
The president's to tour the devastated areas on Friday. Michael Cohen is back on Capitol Hill making a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee. The president's longtime personal lawyer reportedly gave the panel new documents showing edits to the false written statement he delivered to Congress in 2017 about the Trump Tower Moscow project. He pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about the project, admitting the talks extended 6 months later than he originally claimed. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
President Trump warned that Republicans who choose to defy him on his immigration emergency declaration are taking a big risk. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who met with President Trump on Tuesday. Graham also tells Fox News,
he's disappointed that he's not able to convince Republicans that this is an emergency. Again, I've been dealing with this issue for a decade. If families get to America, they're released within 20 days. If an unaccompanied minor makes it into our custody, only 2% are returned to the country where they came from. We're sending a signal to all over Central America. If you can make it to America, you're going to stay. We're being overwhelmed. We're on track to have 650,000 illegal immigrants apprehended in 2019. The legal authority the president is using has been used 50 times. He has the statutory authority given to him by Congress to take money from the military construction budget and apply it to an emergency situation. He's on sound legal footing. I support what he's doing, and I hope the Republican Party will stand behind.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices were found near London airports and a major train station yesterday. UK policing analyst Graham Wittone says investigators have some evidence to work with.
The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin originated postage stamps on them is one minor lead, but I think they will be keeping an open mind on where they've come from. The packages look very, very similar. They've got handwriting on the packages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.